Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Wat in ieder geval in alle verslaggeving rond die bosbranden tot grote vragen heeft geleid, was het briefje dat de brandweer in het huis van een van de bijna-slachtoffers heeft achtergelaten, waarin stond dat ze de schuur niet hadden kunnen redden, maar wel het huis, en dat ze daar wat van de melk hadden gedronken. It was our pleasure to save your house. Sorry we could not save your shed. P.S. We owe you some milk. De oplettende lezer kon zien dat dit briefje op een bloknootje van het Grafisch Lyceum in Utrecht geschreven was. De vragen barsten los. Had de brandweer dat bloknootje bij zich? Was de eigenaar van het niet verbrande huis Nederlands? Was de vrouw van de eigenaar van het niet verbrande huis misschien Nederlands? Een raadsel was het. En ondertussen ging het briefje de hele wereld over. En werd de eigenaar van het huis door onder meer CNN benaderd. En haalde het verhaal allerlei krantenkoppen in het buitenland. Het raadsel was daarmee niet opgelost. Want niemand vroeg naar dat Nederlandse bloknootje. Maar ik heb hem weten te vinden. En Paul Sefke legde aan mij uit hoe hij aan dat bloknootje kwam.
There's a backstory, of course. I'm involved with neighborhood centers. I work in a neighborhood center and have done for 12 years. I'm on the board of LCSA, which is the peak body for neighborhood centers in New South Wales. There are about 200 members, 196 members in fact. I'm the treasurer of the board of that peak body. We are holding an international neighborhood centers conference next year in Sydney in August. And I went to Helsinki to sort of do the Olympic bid type thing, say we want to hold the conference in Sydney in 2020. And I went to an international conference with 200 plus community workers from all over the world. And one of the workshops I went to was these two Dutch blokes, Peter and Paul. And for the life of me, I'm sorry, in the befuddle, and I've usually got a very good memory, but I cannot remember what town they were from. But they told a story of some work they were doing, connecting their high school students with the community, which is sort of the work that I do. I'm a community development worker. And it was about getting the kids to understand how the knowledge was held in the community about how the community operated. But people don't know what's going on next door or down the street sort of thing. That was their take.
Yep.
And so what they did was got their high school students to go out into the community and talk to people in the community, which is exactly what I've been doing for the last few years, a process called authentic community engagement, asking people what do they think about their community, how do they want to make it better, et cetera, et cetera. So they told this story about working with high school kids who did that in this Dutch city. And what I remember was really lovely. It's sort of classic. Who do you think in the Dutch towns? They found out that the person that had the most sort of knowledge about the community was the local butcher, because everyone went to the butcher and everyone talked when they're in the line or in the shop, or, you know, he's preparing the meat or he's asking what cart or how's your kids, what's going on. Yeah, that's the story of the notepaper. My life's been a roller coaster, and these guys saved my house.
So you left that notebook around, and they used it.
Yeah, yep, that's right. It's funny. I don't know what it's. I will now go and find these guys, and you know, I think I've got their card somewhere. You know, keeping track of the international work when I work in a community that's just been devastated by. Like our little shire is probably now about 15% burned. You know, where I live is halfway between Port Macquarie and Coffs Harbour.
Yeah.
It's called the Nambucca Valley. There's about 20,000 people. And, you know, there's a lot of forest. There's a lot of national park. There's a lot of bush. And there's a lot of lovely people. And we are trying to become more resilient and build our capacity. The place runs on volunteers. And I've lived here for 30 years. We need to be strong as a community to save each other, and then hopefully the last bit of that rave is and save the planet, you know?
Well, you're well and truly on the map now.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's a bit unexpected. I've been, living in a motel in beautiful Nambucca Heads on the river and going out to my place since I discovered it was there, surprisingly, on Saturday afternoon after thinking all night Friday it was gone. Yes, we've got to fight the bushfires. Yes, we've got to understand that these things that seem to be unprecedented are becoming more often happening. And we've got to pull together, regardless of what you think about how climate change happens. It was on Friday night when I was texting my family, because they were all concerned, and I grew up in Melbourne and I have family in Melbourne. They sent me a photo of their front yard in Dingley, and it had 2 inches of hail on it. And I'm facing catastrophic wildfires, 60 metres high around my house, is what the fire crew said. And Victoria and parts of, I've vaguely heard someone say parts of southern New South Wales are having snow. This is not precedented.
Excellent. Well, your note that the firemen used, and it's been occupying the Dutch community in Australia for the last couple of days. There's been lots of comments on different Facebook pages going, why is this guy writing on a Dutch note? So we've cleared
because,
that up.
Because we live in a global village, my sister.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.